Shannon is joining us tonight, and she has a story of an possible alien encounter she's been listening for a couple of years. Welcome to the program, and please tell us what happened.
Thanks, Jim. So years ago, when I was about 16, it's been about 15 years ago now, I had this habit of sitting in my driveway in front of my house and talking on the phone with my friend. Well, this friend of mine, his name is Jason, and we live in Alabama, and we live in kind of a rural section, and I actually live more in town than he did. He lives way out in the country, mm-hmm. and I live a little more in town. Well, where I was living, when you sit in the driveway, behind the house is woods, and behind the woods is an open field, and behind the open field is more woods. So it's still pretty rural, even though I was in town. Well, at that point in time, of course, neither one of us had a cell phone. All that popular. And I know that he didn't have any kind of way to contact me except his landline. That's just how we called each other, obviously. And he didn't have a lot of friends. You know, I was kind of his one and only friend, if you will. And this one night, we were sitting there talking on the phone. And like I said, I'm sitting in the front yard, and I happened to glance over and look back behind my house at the woods, and I see this red light. And all of a sudden, we're in the middle of a conversation, and Jason stops talking and says, "Do you see that?" I'm like, "Do I see what?" He says, "You see that light, don't you?" Yeah, I do. I see it. And the particular reason that this was so important for him to mention this is because he lives so far away from me.
Right.
He lived probably, you know, a good 10 miles down the road, and he didn't have a car. Again, no cell phones. So it was really weird. And so we continued our conversation, and I just kind of brush it off, don't pay any mind. And a few more minutes pass, and there's another light that appears right next to it. Huh. But I didn't mention it to him. And he's like, "Shannon, there's a light. You see those lights?" I'm like, yeah, I do. What are those? And he's like, "So they can see you. They're watching you." Who sees me? Who's watching me? What are you talking about? And the next thing I know, he's telling me that I need to go inside. Well, I'm sitting there arguing with him, thinking he's crazy. What are you talking about? No, I'm not going to go inside. How do you even know what's going on? And he just starts repeating it over and over again. You need to go inside. Mm. They can see you. They're watching you. So I finally, after, you know, good 2 or 3 minutes of arguing, get up and I go inside. I get into my living room and I've got the door shut, and he said, "Please make sure the door's locked." All right, so I lock the door, and I've got this little chihuahua at the time, and when I sit down on the sofa, she starts going crazy. She just starts barking up a storm. She is just absolutely beside herself, and he starts panicking on the phone, and he's like, "Shannon, you need to get that dog. Shut it up. I don't care what you have to do, but get her and shut her up." All right, so I pick up the dog. I'm holding her. And, man, she is just clawing me. She's going crazy. About that time, I look over at the door. And the way our front door is, there were these two slits in the top where there were just two little glass panes.
Right.
And you could see outside, and the street light would pour into the window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looked like somebody was moving back and forth. You could just see the shadow. And about that time, Jason's still on the phone. He goes, "They're looking at you. They know where you are. They Ooh. Know you're in the house." Totally freaked me out at that point, because I'm seeing this physically. It's still being described. It's the craziest thing. Well, about that time, he said, "Oh no, they're on the roof." And about that time, I hear scratching from the back of the house on the roof. So I'm, of course, panicking. This kind of thing continues on for 5 or 10 minutes. By this point, I'm crying. I'm upset. It is just, you know, this crazy, crazy experience.
Sure.
Well, after that, he's like, okay, I don't think they want you. I don't think they're interested. I think they're going to leave. All right. You know, I'm still crying. I'm upset. I'm like, great, they don't want me. So, you know, about that time, I hear things in the back of the house, and, you know, I'm still holding on to my chihuahua, and, you know, I'm trying to breathe a little bit. And he all of a sudden goes back into the conversation that we were having out on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, are you okay? You're crying. Dude, what just happened? What were you talking about? You know, all these things. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And to this day, he doesn't really remember the conversation. Well, my mother was gone during this. She was at a meeting. And when she came home, of course, she found me totally traumatized and, you know, sitting on the bed, rocking back and forth, kind of clutching my knees. And, you know, so she was very upset to find me so upset. Well, I guess it was about a month after we had a really big storm that came through, and it caused a leak in our roof, or so we thought it was. We get out a ladder and we go up to the roof and we're going to repair some shingles. As we put the ladder up next to the house, we start climbing up the ladder, and our house was brick, and on the window sill, there were 3 claw marks in the brick.
Oh, wow.
Then we get up. It was crazy. And then we get up to the roof, and right where the shingles had been moved are the same 3 marks. And I mean, telling you about it just gives me chill bumps, because it was the most intense thing. And, you know, over the years, I've talked to Jason about this. You know, he remembers little bitty bits and pieces, but for the most part, he still doesn't remember what happened or why. And, you know, it's one of those things that I've never been able to explain, but those claw marks in the brick blew us away.
Just tremendous. Blew us away. Wow. What a story. And we don't get as many kind of alien encounter stories on the program, but I do like to hear about them. So if anybody out there ever has any more stories like this, please do let us know. So, Shannon, was that the end of the experience? No subsequent kind of contact attempts or anything like that?
I've seen some strange things in the skies, but never anything like that.
Well, I guess I almost hope that you don't, unless you want to see something like that, because that would seem pretty freaky to me.
I am definitely of the opinion that I'm good. I don't need to see anything else.
Well, Shannon, thank you for sharing your story. I know you're also a Plus Club member, so thank you for that. And again, thank you for being a part of the campfire.
Thank you.